Blog Talk Radio.
East side up.
Yeah, nigga, I'm from Camden, so fucking with my bandits, you gon' be a bandit. I know they can't stand it. Damn, how that young nigga manage? Everything he do is damage. Yeah, nigga, I'm from Camden, so fucking with my bandits, you gon' be a bandit. I know they can't stand it. Damn, how that young nigga manage? Everything he do is damage. It's Mayor Mugga, Mugga Flex. This shit sweeter than sugar, I do this with finesse. I put in overtime, no sleep, no rest. So why they talking gas like they pumping at their head? All this fucking cuss is a reason I'm stressed. So you better check your meat before I get up in the chest. Niggas out, check me out before you try to wreck me out. I said try because I put you back in the spot where you stepped about. Niggas in that catch a route, nigga, you can bet your sauce. Watch a picture at my house, on my couch. Blunt to a lick, liquor in the mouth. If you gon' be south, you know what that's about. Nigga.
Yeah, nigga, I'm from Camden, so fucking with my bandit, you gon' be a bandit. I know they can't stand it. Damn, how that young nigga manage? Everything he do is damage. Yeah, nigga, I'm from Camden, so fucking with my bandit, you gon' be a bandit. I know they can't stand it. Damn, how that young nigga manage? Everything he do is damage.
Ain't from CND, down south roster. Everything I fucking do is kinda proper.
No,
we be riding through the city like some monsters. Turn up on these niggas, turn into the monsters. We be floating around the city, call me Gawker. We be rolling with the city, back to blocker. I be in Philly, in the ACL, South Carolina. Tell me where you from. I be feeling where you can't fucking come. No pain, roll up on your block with this fucking they see these motherfuckers run. Nigga, you can't fucking come.
Yeah, nigga, I'm from Camden, so fucking with my bandits, you gon' be a bandit. I know they can't stand it. Damn, how that young nigga manage? Everything he do is damage. Yeah, nigga, I'm from Camden, so fucking with my bandit, you gon' be a bandit. I know they can't stand it. Damn, how that young nigga manage? Everything he do is damage.
Yo, man, that was my boy, Mayor Mugga. Grew up my little bro right there, man. That song was called Damage. Big shout out to my boy, Mayor, man. I ain't know niggas is starting to rap nowadays coming up to me like, yo, bro, you know I rap. You gotta put your songs on the radio for me, man. You know I got that fire and shit, man. Anybody that got that fire, all you gotta do is send your music to 856entertainment@gmail.com, and I'm guaranteed that one of your tracks may be played. But if it's not, it's ass. Fuck you mean. Welcome to Keep It 100 with your lights can do, rather that tatted up promo with the pretty hair and all these tattoos you already know.
Your boy Naga Vell and this bitch, man. Happy Sunday. We fucking finally won tonight. I mean today. Flag football, I mean not flag football. Rough touch out in Deffert.
Yeah, how much y'all won by?
It was 40-6.
Damn. Y'all was won by sevens, right?
Yeah,
yeah, blew them out, man. Niggas coming out on Sunday with a fucking head on their shoulder right now.
Weekend was lit.
It was lit.
The photo shoot. Now Friday we was chilling, you know, vibing. They fucking crew just vibing and shit like
you
that.
Know.
Saturday had a little photo shoot. That shit was lit.
Yeah.
And my cousins, we celebrated my cousin's birthday yesterday. Had a little barbecue. That shit was lit. I'm saying I fucked my goddamn knuckle up, but we still lit.
Oh, you punched somebody in the face, bro?
I was out there tanning that.
Oh, shit. Yeah. I don't know, man. Photo shoot was dope, though. I'm sure a lot of you guys are going to look at our photo shoot pictures. You know, we're going to post them up soon. We did have some behind-the-scenes work that we actually posted up there. But, you know, our pictures are going to be up on soon. Instagram, Twitter. What else they got? Pinterest, all that shit. We're going to post our pictures everywhere so everybody can see it, that this is the movement, 856 Entertainment. Keep it 100 Radio, the light-skinned guy, the dark-skinned guy, and Simba. Simba Lou will not be here for this show or next show. She's out there partying with the Mexicanos in Mexico right about now. Just want to give a big shout-out to her. But today's show is definitely going to be dope. We're going to miss her, but you know me and Knock is probably one of the funniest niggas on the book and in Camden, only because we make y'all motherfuckers laugh. And also, we giving away 2 free tickets today. More than two.
Damn.
And we had 2 callers right now, bro. So you know what? We about to see who this caller is and give away our first 2 free tickets to the All White Affair, hosted by DJT. My man Double Up definitely gonna be there. I forgot the other board name. You know the other dude name, right?
KOD
or some shit like that. Yeah, shout out to KOD, man. They hosting that big ass White Affair party this Saturday. But let's see who the caller is.
Hello?
Yeah, who there?
Come on, man. It's Reem, of course.
Okay.
You know, I need everything. Tough times out here.
I'm like, man.
Huh?
What do you need, them tickets, though?
Of course.
Yeah. Well, you in luck, bro. You just want 2 free tickets to the All White Affair, man.
Okay. Oh, I want 2 tickets? Oh, these hoes gonna have to choose the day. Cousin, 2? Oh, man.
I'm gonna get 2, man. Who you taking?
I don't want you just thinking out of
this. Ooh, if I say the name over air, I might get in trouble. Just know.
I don't want you to do all that.
Man.
But definitely.
What?
Don't I say it.
Okay.
That's my dick.
Yo, I'm. So can I come pick these up?
Yeah, you come pick them up, bro. All
right, I'm gonna come pick these up today.
Hey,
I'm on my way right now. I got time now.
All right,
you back,
huh?
All right.
And shout out to Reem, man. He just won 2 free tickets to the All White Affair. But everybody is still in luck. We still have some more to give out. So just keep calling in. But we about to go on the next track. Once we tell you what we're talking about today, one thing we talk about is bromancing. We all do it. We usually just say fuck our girls and go out with the fellas every weekend type of deal, man. But honestly, why do we always do that? Why we always want to chill with the homies instead of our women, man? You know, a lot of females nowadays, and ladies, I'm sure you can relate, want to, or even get upset that, why you always want to go out with your homies, man? You fuck them niggas. Y'all gay or shit like that. Y'all always want to chill or shit like that. You never want to hang out with me. We're going to explain that today of why, you know what I mean? Next topic we got is I had a good conversation yesterday talking about oral sex with a lucky lady, and she was stating that, you know, she don't do oral sex, and you taking the microphone for her.
Lucky lady.
Yeah.
Where my lucky mommy?
Nigga, that ain't no wifey. The bitch I was talking to. Hey, man. She's supposed to be lucky I was talking to her ass. She said that she can keep a man without sucking his dick. So I'm just stuck right there, and we're going to get more into that topic. Well, we're about to go on the next track. My man's Capital Williams is called Lit Master. You already know it's 856 Entertainment, man. Let's fucking get it.
Nigga, we lit. Yeah, she know I'm legit. She can just tell by the flick of her wrist. I was presenting, she off on the trip. Double Kalina, just bought me the 5th. Fuck you, your bitch. Blame it on me, or just blame it on Lit. Break up and pop your chick. Break up and fucking these hoes. Break up and running, man, no head.
Nigga, we lit. Yeah, bitch, she know I'm legit. She can just tell by the flick of the wrist. Pop a presenting, she off on the trip. Double Kalina, just bought me the 5th. Fucking your bitch. Blame it on me, or just blame it on Lit. Break up and pop your chick. Break up and fucking these hoes. Break up and running, man, know how
okay,
it goes.
Okay, 100 bottles in my section. All my niggas acting reckless. Don't believe in them pussy niggas talking busting guns in my direction. All my niggas, they been flexing. showing up without protection. Wetting nigga like a swimming pool, be trying to catch a nigga lacking. Bitches choosing and these niggas losing. Whip on autopilot, got it cruising. Shark in the water, so you know I'm maneuver. Presses in the paint like Carlos Boozer. Residue on my head, you know I'm the shooter. Shit ain't funny, man, it's really no blooper. Bitch, I'm the man, what you expect? You rap about me and I'll cut you a check. Power, money, and that respect. Extend the clip, potato, win the tech. Got some niggas that's some murderers. All my niggas will turn up on ya. Walk the foe, I need me some egg. Pop a few bottles and twist up the pack. Fuego, hip, call me the boss. I win it all, no matter the cost.
Yo, she know I'm legit. She can just tell by the flick of her wrist. I be presenting, she off on the trip. Double Kalina, just bomb me the fifth. Fuck you, your bitch. Blame it on me or just blame it on Lee. Break up and pop your chick. Break up and fucking these hoes. Break up and running in no hands.
Nigga, we lit. Yo, bitch, she know I'm legit. She can just tell by the flick of the wrist. Pop a presenting, she off on the trip. Double Kalina, just bomb me the fifth. Fucking your bitch. Blame it on me or just blame it on Lee. Break up and pop your chick. Break up and fucking these hoes. Break up and running in no hands. Nigga, I'm lit. Nigga, I'm lit in this bitch. Just take my dad, finessing this shit. Popping the molly, she off for the shit. Fuego been flossy, you know how it is. My brother been fast, you know how we get. Niggas some dogs, I call on some pits. All up in the club, sipping on activists. Don't step on my shoes, you know how my temper get. Mental as hell, boss like I been through a sale. I don't do cuffing, no jail. DI3 told me slow down. Screaming too much, got me guessing for air. She liking my hair, running her fingers through it. While I'm just stroking the shit, finessing your chick. Lucid got me all fucked up, losing balance and shit. I came with the blow, all of my haters gon' know. All of my haters gon' show. Love to the Don, carry on. Capo in the fuck, your bitch out of yours. Bominos, I just be switching the flows. All for the love of the dough, all for the love of your hoes. She started sipping on the drink and now she on
pills. Yo, she know I'm legit. She can just tell by the flick of her wrist. I be presenting, she off on the trip. Double Kalina, just bomb me the fifth. Fuck you, your bitch. Blame it on me or just blame it on Lee. Break up and pop your chick. Break up and fucking these hoes. Break up and running in no hands.
Nigga, we lit. Yo, bitch, she know I'm legit. She can just tell by the flick of the wrist. Pop a presenting, she off on the trip. Double Kalina, just bomb me the fifth. Fucking your bitch. Blame it on me or just blame it on Lee. Break up and popping your chick. Break up and fucking these hoes. Break up and running in, know how it goes.
To my man Capo Williams, that song was called Lit Master. I fucks with it though, man. Everybody that want their music, all y'all have to do is just keep sending that music in at 856entertainment@gmail.com. Like I was saying again, that we are getting a little bit more stricter of what type of music that we should play on air. You know what I mean? Because a lot of music nowadays is like trash. I'm looking for more of though as like the quality of the music, you know. I want some good quality, like some good sound. I don't like really freestyles and that. I want some original music, you know what I mean? So send that original music to 856entertainment@gmail.com. I'm telling you, get your track played on there.
Yeah, hell yeah, man. We can't stress that enough, man. We tell y'all damn near every day, send music, you know, look out for us, shout us out, shit like that. I'm saying we're gonna continue to do that. The music selection we got now for the people that are sending our music is bomby, dope. You feel me? And, you know, you can tell because we playing them. You know what I mean, we trying to give everybody a shot, but we looking for the ones that's really hot. That we gonna keep, you know, continue to play things of that nature, man. So keep sending your music 856entertainment@gmail.com, man. It's that easy.
Yeah. Also, if you have like mixtapes or even music videos, definitely send your music to us at the same email address, only because we have a website. I'm updating the website. You can start sending that music in there, too. We'll put your mixtape up and your music video, man. We'll be dope. Like, you know, you have your mixtape and music video on our www.856NT website. also, we are starting to look for models for our photo shoot. So if any ladies, you know, interested, and you got to actually join the team. We don't mind, like, you know, collabing with a couple photo shoots, but we want a few females on the team. So if you're a female, you can model. I mean, we doing plus sizes or no? Because if we're not doing plus sizes, fuck it.
I would like to do plus sizes, man. I want to see everybody with it.
Well, you taking a picture with her. I'm not anyway.
Shit. I'll take a picture with you, baby.
Anyway, we still looking for models, man. So if anybody, any lady want interested in being a model for the 856ENT, let us know. But let's get on to the first topic today, which is bromance. I'm going to let my man Knock explain into that. The fuck is bromance?
Hey, before you start, Kenny, say what's good, Zeke.
What's good? Kenny King.
Oh, you're...
Why you know Zeke is, man?
Nah, I ain't hearing.
But motherfucking bromance is basically like, You always with your boys, you chilling with your boys, a lot of shit like that, man. When you got a girl and you ditch your girl for the homies, go to the homies and play the game, or go out to the bar, do shit like that, instead of staying home with your woman. And the thing why we do that, because women are annoying.
Oh, shit.
I'm saying not annoying, but it's like, yo, sometimes you just got to get away. Like, we just got to have a guy's night out. Like, we can talk about any and everything. You know, with a girl, you can't talk about any and everything. But shit leads to arguments and things like that. So you can just go to your man's crib and y'all can just, you know, crack jokes, bust it up, play the game, all that type of shit without no problems. You know what I'm saying? But I do think it's too much of bromance. Like, if you over there 7 days a week, what kind of shit you want, guys? You stay your ass in the crib. Like, the weekends should be like, I mean, the bromance time. Like, if you with your girl all week, I mean, you're taking care of the house, taking care of what y'all gotta do. Then the weekends, not even always Friday, Saturday, Sunday. You could just do, say, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, something like that. I mean, just to get out the house. And she should respect that. I think you should. She should always respect that, or make a man cave in your crib. You know what I'm saying? And that way you home. Like, I mean, and the fellas is over there. So, bro, I don't think there's nothing wrong with bromance. I just think it is too, you can do too much of bromance. Whereas though it's like, what's up with you? Looking at you funny type shit.
I understand definitely where you're coming from with that. A lot of guys do, you know, of course we all gonna want to hang out with their friends. A lot of females need to go, you know, want to hang out with their friends as well. But I know men out here that take it to the next level. Like, they be like, nah, I'm going out with my dudes every night and leaving his girl and six kids at the house.
Dang.
What type of stuff is that? You know what I mean? I don't understand it. You see a lot of women complaining about how these niggas is always chilling with their boys. They're not complaining for nothing. They're complaining for something. And honestly, I'm tired of it too. I'm tired of it only because you need to start paying your woman more attention, stop paying your homies more attention, you know? Balance it out. I mean, we young, I understand. Sometimes it can take some time, but you gotta learn how to balance it out, bro. Like, honestly, how many times you think you should see the homies every once a week? Especially if you have a wife, not a girlfriend, talk to girlfriend, spending time more with your homies. I'm talking about a female that you can see yourself with for a very long time and you're dealing with her, or even have a kid or two.
Like I was saying, either if you ain't taking a girl out on the weekend, if you could spend 7 days with your girl, that's totally fine. You know
right.
What I'm saying? You can spend 7 days with your girl with having homies, but you can't spend 7 days with your homies when you got a girl. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, it's just the weekend. I give the homies the weekend, and not even every weekend, because maybe your lady want to do something crazy. And I hate when niggas say bros over hoes, nigga. If she's not a hoe, don't put your bro over her. You
right.
know what I'm saying? Like, if that's somebody you live with, y'all pay bills together, y'all got kids together, you so-called love her, she love you back, you want to spend the rest of your life with her, she's not a hoe, so you can't put your bros over her. And your bros is supposed to tell you that if they're really your bros.
Right. But, I mean, and honestly, too, you know, you be seeing the girls, your man's going out, and you see the girl arguing with him every 5 seconds. And she's like, you always going out with your fucking boys and all that other shit, man. Just start learning how to balance it out. Pay your girl more attention, man. Because honestly, at the end of the day, your homie's going to have your back, but your girl going to have your back, too, man. Honestly, they're going to be the ones, she's going to be the one that put the money in your books. Be the one to make sure that you call her, you know what I mean, talk to you while you in jail. The homies will not going to fuck you fucked up. But not like 8 out of 10, your girl got your back more than kind of your homies do. That's can be your big mind. That's a woman that you see yourself with for a very, very long time. And as men, even me, because I always want to chill with the homies, it's kind of hard to balance it out. But when I have somebody I'm dealing with, I'm not ghost to the homies, but I'm like, yo, you know, I got a little shorty right here. Or try to find some way to all be together and go out somewhere if it's all like that. Even though sometimes I know niggas not want to bring their girls to the squad. But I trust my squad. And if she go out and fuck around with the squad, that means that bitch a homie hopper and she need to get the fuck up out of here. So it showed me something, too. You know?
Yeah, definitely. You know, you got some slimy homies, too, that'll try her.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
So you definitely got to, I mean, I'm cool with all my homies. Like, some people say you never know too, but I feel as though I can bring anybody around, anybody I hang with, and nothing will get done. Like nothing, no, like no, no foul shit will be done. I just got that much faith in who I will be fucking with and my homies. Like I always had love for my homies from day one. We never switched up. I never seen no fake shit from me. You feel me? That's why they. That's why we still 10 years plus strong as homies and shit like that. So I believe. I believe I could do that. I believe my girl and my homies can, I mean, get along. Everybody get along without no funny shit going on.
Hell yeah, man. Just call in. Let us know about the topics. 714-694-4101. Again, 714-694-4101. Tell us your bromance story. Ladies, call in. Let us know how your man is shit. And you're going to get my number after the show,
okay,
which is always dope. You know what I mean? So just call in. Let us know. But we do have a caller right now. See who this caller is.
Hello, what's going on? Oh, hello?
Hello.
Who this?
This is Jessica.
Oh, shit. Where are you from, Jessica?
Hello? I'm from Atlantic City.
Oh, shit. Well, you calling about the topic or the ticket?
Oh, I'm calling about tickets.
Oh,
I was listening
shit.
To the topic,
dang.
Though.
Okay, so to get the tickets, tell us about the topic. Have you ever had a man that always bromance?
My bad, I can barely hear you. What'd you say?
I said, I mean, we talking about the topic right now, bromance. And have you ever had a man who spent more time with his friends than you?
Yeah. I'm just getting out of a relationship that was like that.
Damn, well, how do you feel about it? How'd you go about it?
I feel like you should spend more time with your girl than with your friends. Like, I don't understand why your friends are so important that you need to be hanging with them every single day and only seeing your girl for an hour, but spending the rest of the day with your friends. Like, I never understood that.
Yeah, that's type crazy. So how long should we spend with you? From our boys, like how much time should we give our boys?
I feel like you should spend most of your time at home with your girls, and you can see your boys on the weekend or whatever. But ain't no reason for you to be spending all day at your boys' house and not spending time with your girl. Like I don't know. I just don't understand that.
Right, man. Thanks for calling, and thanks for your input, man. And the ticket is coming your way, man. We got you.
All right, thank you.
Yeah.
You want to shake that ass in that white dress or not?
Okay.
You already know I'm be part of the twerk team.
Oh, shit. Yeah. Well, make sure you don't know my way. Fuck you and me.
Okay.
But you have a wonderful night. We got you.
You too.
All right. Hey, yo, man. Shout out to, what was the name? Jessica? Shout out to Jessica.
From Atlantic City.
Damn, they getting the herd from Atlantic City and everything. Big shout out to them, man. About to go on to the next track. My man, Jug the Illest, is called Proven Wrong. You already know it's 856 Entertainment, man. Follow me on Twitter and Instagram. IM_DJPromos. Get it.
Man, you can follow me on IG at Knock Yourself Out. That's NOC_YURSELF OUT, man. Let's get it.
The time come for you to be your own man and take on the world, and you did. But somewhere along the line, you changed. You stopped being you. You let people stick a finger in your face and tell you you're no good. And when things got hard, you started looking for something to blame, like a big shadow.
100 visions in my cerebral. R.I.P. Father Beetle. My pocket tighter than strap that was circled around a kilo. My lyrics dripping with blood that was sick from the flesh of Machiavelli. Blade Trinity, double doses inside a needle. Get hacked with some voodoo. Strap your body parts to a blue coupe and leave you on Compton Boulevard with a sun spelling suwu. Brutal to all my enemies. I feed off your energies. I gather y'all together. Put ass to mouth, human centipede. Hold me to that. Straight from the slums. Ain't got no time to lag. Crash a stolen Civic in your Maybach. Poppy, I don't play that. I was telling me with the leather installed in Bugatti's. Rolling on the dicey and silverbacks like the shit Jumanji. My enemies all got periods like they got punani. Stuck up in the lights and the fairy tale. Think they on the molly. Grab a knife and shove it down your throat. Just for the ones that be hating the most.
Let me tell you something you already know. The world ain't all sunshine and rainbows. It's a very mean and nasty place, and I don't care how tough you are, it will beat you to your knees and keep you there permanently if you let it. You, me, or nobody is going to hit as hard as life. But it ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving.
Visions of my adolescence, body of works cohesive. Never been a fan of these renegades, gotta burn the leeches. Niggas be talking like shit, oh yeah, we blood brothers. Never disrespect my own fam, nigga is love, brother. Sinners to laugh in they souls, these niggas blood suckers. Dracula manipulators, silver crosses in their favor. My hunger's just like a lichen, but with a different spin. Raised against the gods like Poseidon, that's on the Vigodin. Decapitate that, I'm at Novocaine, but it fucks with pain. I got reasonable doubts that these niggas that take my dad prezzies. I'm on my new shit, fuck a chain, I'm rocking crucifix. That's customized for the desert eagle to kill these derelicts. These niggas bad for your health, spitting out the chunks of slime. My cells corroded with chemicals, call it mucinex. Grab a knife and shove it down your throat. Just for the ones that be hating the most.
That's how winning is done. Now if you know what you're worth, then go out and get what you're worth. But you gotta be willing to take the hit. And not pointing fingers saying you ain't where you want to be because of him or her or anybody. Cowards do that, and that ain't you. You're better than that. This kid's going to be somebody better than anybody ever knew. But until you start believing yourself, you're going to have a
life. Yo, shout out to my man Jug the Illest, man. It's called Prove Him Wrong. Next week we're gonna play another of his tracks, man. I liked his whole mixtape. I actually listened to it last week. He's a dope artist. What y'all think about the song though?
I fuck with it. I definitely fuck with what the dude said when he put
yeah, you know that was from Rocky Balboa too. That movie Rocky Balboa that came out in 2006.
I fuck with it though, man. He definitely had a message in there. I definitely fucks with it to the max, man. Like I said,
the
lately
cameraman
been...
fucks with that.
Okay. Yeah, okay, cameraman.
Fuck with
me.
Fuck
with
his beat. Yeah,
that's
your
stuff, man.
Yeah, man. Big shout out to my man Jug the Illest. If anybody want to call in and talk about bromance, just call in at 714-694-4101. Again, 714-694-4101. Tell us, you know, about how your man always bromancing. Like I said, you want my number after the show. Or, you know, guys, just tell us your opinion about the bromance and, you know, defending the situation. Because it can go both ways. You know, we can go out with one night of the week and the girl get mad. You know, it's just a female's thing. But at the same time, you do have a lot of men just going overboard, going all crazy, going out 7 days a week, 365, always going to their man crib, not having no job or not even supporting her or the kid. It's crazy, but they support the homie, though, huh?
Mm-hmm.
That's wildin', right? That's crazy, man. But, you know, just call in, let us know what you think. But I'm about to tell us about some jobs that's opening up right now. Victoria's Secret in the Cherry Hill Mall, you know, they looking for seasonal sales associate. So if anybody needs a job, apply to Victoria's Secret. Do they hire guys?
I don't know. I'll play gay like a woman.
Oh, you got it,
bro. How you doing?
You got it.
Talk to your man.
Nah, no, man. But Victoria's Secret is hiring in Cherry Hill Mall. Also in Cherry Hill, it's somewhere, Whole Foods Market. I think that's on Route 70, bro. Whole Foods Market is on Route 70. The address is Mid Lane, New Jersey. Oh, it's one in Cherry Hill, actually, my fault. And it's overnight grocery team member, man. So if anybody's looking for a job and is trying to get something, this is part-time job too. Anybody looking for some work and like to work overnight, apply to Whole Foods Market. You already know, man. Anybody like need more jobs for people?
Yeah, my job is actually hiring. I do it's an HVAC and it's an attic insulation. Like, it's basically like a team, and I do attic installation, so, but my job is hiring for both, so if you're good with an electrician, like, if you got your, you know, papers for electrician, you can come fill out an app, or if you're into attic installation, I'm telling you, it gets hot and crazy up there, I mean, but it's an easy job, I'm not going to hold you, and you definitely get that bread, you know what I'm saying? So you just come to Cherry Hill, it's 100 Dobbs Lane, Dobbs is D-O-B-B-S. You come there, you fill out an app, you know. If you do know me, put my name. I'm not telling you my name. So, But if you do know me, put my name as a recommendation, and I'll definitely get you in there ASAP. Like, I mean, we do make that bread, and it's a wonderful experience. You know, like, it's no bullshit. Everything hands on, and work hard. So, you know, be ready to get your hands dirty. It come all at your boy.
Yeah, for more information, just go over our 856 Entertainment Facebook page. That's where we're going to start sending people. If you're still looking for a job, you know, me and Knopf, we usually just look through the websites and everywhere around here. You know, the Sixers practice facility is opening too.
Right.
So, you know, they're going to start hiring like crazy down there. I'm sure that's going to be a dope experience and a dope job for every, you know, job hunters out there, man. Get y'all lazy asses up. Seriously, man, it's easy. It's not. I'm not gonna say it's easy to get up in the morning and get up in the afternoon to work. But I mean, if you feel as though you don't want to work for nobody, try to find a business where you can just work for yourself. You know, we just need that income coming in to support yourself, support your family, and you know, I mean, support these hoes out here. We support these hoes out here, don't we? You don't support these hoes out here. Nigga, Crown Fried Chicken is supporting them. Fuck you mean? We support them by Crown Fried Chicken. What would you say? Two legs and a what? Two legs and a thigh. That's what you buying?
Oh yeah, two legs and a thigh. You know, Arizona.
Oh, Arizona, right?
They got the new popcorn chicken up. You really get that thing popping, man, with the fries.
Yeah. Well, that's what, like a $6 meal. Might be a little bit cheaper than that.
Nah, I think about like like $4.50.
Yeah.
Woo! For some
coffee. Yeah, right. Cheap. Fuck you, man.
Fuck you, man.
But nah, honestly, though, like I said, if you're looking for a job, just inbox our 856 Entertainment page and just let us know, man. Like, hey, if I'm looking for a job, do you have any job openings? And then we'll just probably re-innovate what we talked about in the show, or if, you know, like in the midweek, I'll find a job for you guys to apply to. And I actually try to find jobs because I know half of y'all probably coming from jail. That got a little felony, whatever. I'm trying to find jobs that actually goes with that. But then at the same token, I'm finding bomb ass jobs that nobody got no record, got some type of degree. You know, that can start at entry level with a good, you know, good paying entry level job, basically. That pay like $16, $17 an hour. I know Xerox Corporation in Woodcrest, New Jersey is always hiring, but that's very more temporary. But if you're not looking for temporary work and you're looking for something like full time, we try to give you those type of jobs, you know, that provide that and shit. So just keep, you know, tuning in, figuring out, you know, we always let you guys know. If you got any more questions, just go to our 856 Entertainment page on Facebook, inbox us. You know, me and Knopf will definitely reply to you guys and say what's up. But we're going to go on to the next topic right after we play this song. My man, Chef Hayes, I Who Have None. If you already know, it's 856 Entertainment, man.
Coming out the holster, bitch, gon' check for them. Nigga, I write, I gotta check for them. All they got is automatics and text for them. I can smell it coming, I smell death for them. Niggas is telling DA can write a book. Niggas is singing, niggas should write a hook. Niggas is fellas, they can't get a job. Lost story, so all they do is rob. I told my niggas we gon' get it in like no time. He said, if you don't want us robbing, why you getting more done? Hate gon' come, need artillery. Bring it straight to they door like delivery. Sometimes don't last, in the past is the past. Go ahead, man, get your cash. But one is gone, dog, what you gon' have? What you gon' have, remember, ain't nobody love you. But now everybody love you. I gotta keep my motion. job, got my grind from my mother. Was a man before the time, swear I got my hustle. My hood where I got the struggle. Man, we came from the jungle. Tough, tough times don't last. In the past is the past. Go ahead, man, get your cash. But one is gone, dog, what you gon' have? Was a man before the time, swear I got my hustle. My hood where I got the struggle. Man, we came from the jungle. Tough, tough times don't last. In the past is the past. Go ahead, man, get your cash. But one is gone, dog, what you gon' have? What you gon' have, man? But ain't nobody love you. But now everybody love you. I gotta keep my emotions, keep my eyes open. The ones that hurt you be the closest. Remember, ain't nobody love you. Keep my emotions, keep my eyes open. The ones that hurt you be the closest.
Shout out to my boy Chef Hayes, man. It's called I Who Have Nothing. I fucks with it though. It's like nice little smooth, you know, low type of music right there. Anybody listen to the Drake album? No, still, like, anybody got a chance? I'm sure, yeah. We talked about that first. Listen to it last night, actually. And I got into it a little bit. I got into a little bit of the Drake album. I like it. But it's not what everybody keeps saying it is. Motherfucker says it's gonna win Grammys and everything. I'm looking like, what? nah, I don't see it. But shout out to Drake, though. That shit was popping out, man. I fuck with the song.
I fuck with the album, man. I definitely got a selection of songs. The Controller, that One Dance, that Nine, the joint when he sampled DMX shit. You know how that shit go? I forgot, but it's right after song Nine. There's a couple of joints he got on there with Rebre. I like the shit he had with PNB Rock. I mean, like I said before, I don't think Drake can put out bad music.
No.
It wasn't what everybody expected. Right, yeah, right. But I definitely fought a Grammy. But he definitely got his money worth off that motherfucker. And it's not bad songs, you know. I definitely fought with the songs on there. But, again, it wasn't what
I expected. Yeah.
So, you know. It's Drake, though. You know what I mean? I don't think he could go wrong. He got on the track and just said, ugh, and he had a soul fucking million.
My aunt told me, he was like, she's like, she getting tired of him. I'm like, damn. You know, she was a huge Drake fan like 2 years ago. From, you know, then and now, it's like, people starting to get tired of him now. Is this music starting to get old? Like, is that really a relevant question? Like,
I think this album, he switched it up. That's why people don't like it. I think he switched it up. Like, he got a little bit more, like, dance to his music now. He's more like going into the clubs type shit. So everybody wanted me to get back into hip hop, like real hip hop, that hardcore shit. And people are saying he's singing too much, but Drake came into the game
singing. That was Drake. That's what made Drake. You know what I mean? Like,
you know what I'm saying? But they, I guess the fans just want to hear more like bars. Don't get me wrong. In a couple of them songs, he say some shit like, oh, man. He still got it, but people want to hear that consistently. I
understand where they're coming from that. But do y'all see Drake still relevant in 5 years from now?
Yeah.
You know, honestly, in 2012, I would have said by this time, I wouldn't see him relevant at all. So my prediction was wrong in that end. But I said that Fetty Wap ain't going to be that. He's not going to be relevant within the next 3 years. And I said that last year.
I think he'll be a Nate Dogg. I said Nate Dogg because Nate Dogg was on everybody's hook. He couldn't go no wrong with
right.
Him. You feel me? Everybody wanted Nate Dogg on his shit. And with his sound, you feel me? You know what I mean?
It's a new sound. I like it. Don't say it's fucked up.
On the hook, it's just like, yo, we need that sound. I don't think he can go wrong either. His album is fucking fire, dog.
Yeah.
His album is fire. That Fetty Wap album, that shit fire. But Drake, he can't go no wrong. Y'all seen what he did to me. Y'all seen what he did to Common. you get what I'm saying? Like, he definitely get into the streets of rap. I mean, if you get him there. But I just think he's trying to take his sounds into more like Wayne did with rock and roll. A lot of people ain't feel that, but he definitely
sold. He was making money, though, off that, though. Yeah. You know what I mean? A lot of people, he getting those different... I like the versatility. You know, you're getting different fan bases and all that. But we got a call right now. Figure out who this is and shit.
Yo, what's going on?
Yo, this Fuckboy Entertainment?
Yo, stop playing me.
It's who?
Come on, man.
Yo, what's up?
Nah, yo, you're a muscular nigga, ain't you?
Yeah, you know.
Stop, always in the fucking shirts and shit. You two-ass nigga and shit. Come on with the big lips, man.
Yeah, man, who this, man?
Hey, man, don't ask me questions, man. I'm saying, don't ask me.
Who this, man?
Saying,
who this?
Just know I'll be around there, B.
Yo, my man,
I know his aunt, B, and I know your sister.
You said you know his what?
Yeah. Little Licey, nigga, I know your aunt. And little Cocky, I know your sister, nigga.
What you trying to say, nigga? What you trying to say?
My man, your sister real tight, my man. Oh, man.
Watch when you get your ass over there,
come
man.
Over, nigga. 813. Jump.
Me and your sister real tight, my man. That's all you need to know. I'm saying, we go back. We go back, I'm saying. Yo. Hey, I missed out on the show, man. What's the topic, B? It's Chris.
What? Well, nigga, we know who you is. What topic it was? Bromancing, bro. Like, all the guys rather chill with their homies than their girl. What's your opinion on that?
That's gay as hell. I don't know why niggas be doing that shit. When I hear my niggas like, yo, I'm about to chill my girl, but I already know what time it is. Any nigga will get mad at another nigga chilling with a girl. Kind of back to that, like,
man. It's over.
It is what it is. I don't know. It's a cultural thing, man. It's kind of what we talking about last night. Niggas always trying to, I don't know, just bowls before holes and all that shit like that. Yeah, I think that shit was only cool when you was little. Like, that shit's stupid to me.
Yeah. Because your girl not supposed to be your hoe, you know what I mean?
Right. Oh, that's a good point, too. I ain't done that. Nigga, you say that shit all the time.
Yeah, you know. That's how I always talk that, man. But what was your experience back in the day? When you was younger, you always wanted to chill with the clique? Or, I mean, you knew how to balance the clique to your woman, though?
It depends. I don't know. Most of the time, they tilt the click. Like, if I fuck with them, yeah, I want them to tilt the click so we all hang and have fun and stuff like that. Then they'll probably, like, bring some of their friends around so we all can have a good time.
Okay, yeah, and that's what I was saying, too. You know what I mean? Try to, like, involve your girl with the click. You know, because some of your clicks going to have girls, too. I mean, why can't they all meet up type of deal? You know what I mean?
All right. This way it don't be awkward. You be like, yo, this way you can always hang with your fellas and shit and chill. But the girls, can chill too and have a good time.
Yeah.
That's one of the best.
Another thing I was saying too, you'll find out if your girl's a homie hopper or not. Or, you know, if your homies will do some snake shit and try to hit your girl off and shit.
Yeah, man, that's true too. I mean, I guess if you got the right homies, like, I don't know. I never even thought about that. Like, I never done a move like that, so.
Now, it's 2016. It's moving like that nowadays, bro. I know. They moving, bro. They in that inbox now. Your man's is corny. What's up with that? I'm like, damn, bro. You feel? That's how you feel about me?
Nigga pulling the Zeke and shit. And I'm saying,
next topic we had was, though, we ain't even get into it yet, but you can start it off. You know, girls who don't do oral sex, can they keep a man?
It'll stop playing me.
Right, don't say yeah.
Because I think you're going to say yeah. I'm hanging up.
I'm saying probably not likely. I mean, I don't know how long it's going to last. It might last for a little while, but don't know. She might need to conform her thoughts.
Do you deal with her at the LQA?
Can I?
Yeah.
Yeah, probably. Cause I'm not that big of a fan of like ain't never gonna do nothing for me really, but to get me started like I never use it as a finisher.
What?
I'm saying it just get me started. Like, so I don't know. I just ready to get the tail, so I don't know.
What?
Hey yo,
bro. If I had a girl, I gotta get my shit sucked at least twice a day.
See, like a nigga like Wayne probably wouldn't be able to do without it. You know, Wayne, I mean, that's Wayne's Cito, that's what he do.
Always offering girls to do that though, bro. Wayne.
Oh yeah, I mean, like, he like that. I'm trying to use discreet words because people don't know me, but yeah.
Oh okay.
He like that.
But honestly though, man, I don't know, bro. I don't really think you can have a. Let's think like this, right? Do you think your girl will be with you if you don't give her head, though?
Probably not.
Right. And that's how we feel too. You know, what I mean, we gonna want some head just like how she gonna want some head.
Right.
You know what I mean?
But I do think my girl's it's nasty or something like that. It won't. You know, act like it's corny, won't do it. I think that's, like, kind of immature and, like, just...
Yeah, it's time to grow up.
How old are you?
Yeah, grow up, B. Like,
18 and grow up.
I like doing it because, you know what I mean? I almost get as much driven out of it as she do. I'm saying it start me up. I like doing it to a woman like that, you know what I mean?
Shit, you ever was dealing with a woman and you thought that the head was a startup, but it became the finisher, came fatality and shit? Like, oh, that's the bitch you gotta keep, nigga. Fuck you talking about?
Nah, cause I never bust off head ever. Never.
Me either.
No?
Nope.
Y'all never did?
Never.
Nah?
Of course.
Wow. He never bust off head.
Don't you see that car right there, dude?
You say what?
My nephew ready to kill himself, ready to run into a damn car and shit, man. Nigga retarded, man.
Crazy, bro. But thank you for calling in, bro. Talking to us today, you
heard? Hey, nigga, I'm trying to get him off the phone, man. Hey, yo, man. Tell that nigga knock, know what I'm saying? Me and his sister real cool like that, know what I'm saying? Real cool.
real cool with your sister, man. Tell her what's up.
Hey, I gotta get off the phone anyway. So my daughter mom just came up here. She's about to get my daughter, so I gotta get the phone.
I'm
in trouble with you.
Yo, big shout out to my man Ill Chris for talking to us today, man. He actually is our graphic designer of 856 Entertainment. So, you know, mostly likely if you see any new designs that we have, Chris really is the main man that actually created the thing, man. So big shout out to him. We do have a lot of work to do this summer, you know, as far as the shirt. Everybody know in 2014, we kind of took over the game when it came to them shirts. You know, everybody one of one. I remember a bitch offered to suck my dick for a shirt. I was like, you could have mine. Took mine off real quick.
Where she at?
That.
I'm about to just write on one. Oh, it's like, you want this shirt?
Nah, honestly, though. But we about to get on to the next with the same topic, which is, you know, if a girl don't do oral sex, can she keep a man? Anybody want to call in and talk to us about it, call in at 714-694-4101. I'm going to let Knox start this thing off. What you think, bro?
Nah, no. You know what I'm saying? Like, in a relationship, I mean, I ain't going to say you got to try anything, but that's like, the basics, dog. Like, that's some shit, like, you like, oh, you don't get head, because, like, what's wrong with you type shit. And like I said, when Chris was on the phone, if you are 18 and older and you talking about, I don't do that, we can't do this.
Why?
That shit is out. Like, I need, man, like, with sex is like, it's like creative. I'm trying to get creative in the bed. If you don't do that, it's like, what the fuck? We're like, what I'm for to do? Because I ain't giving you head either.
No.
Hell no. You got me fucked up. Nah.
I look at it like this, man. If you don't do it, somebody else will. So I think you're kind of asking to be cheated on. And you know what they're going to say? Oh, you need to grow up. It's not all about sex. It's not all about this. It's not. you're right. It's not all about sex. But at the same thing, like, that's probably something that I desire as a man that I'm going to want. And if my woman don't provide that for me, I may have to get some other woman that can provide that for me. You get what I'm saying? You're my woman. You're my main girl. You're supposed to do, I'm not saying any and everything, but really any and everything to please me. And I'm supposed to do any and everything to please
shit,
you.
At least that.
You don't even have to ask me to eat your Gucci. You never have to ask me to eat your cookie, I mean. You never had to ask me to eat your butt. I do it automatically. You don't have to ask me for stuff like that. You know what I'm saying?
Give me this mic, man. Give me this mic. Give me this mic, man. Yeah, that nigga crazy, man. I mean, nah, it's different strokes for different folks. Now, I know a couple people who eat ass, but hell no, we ain't doing that.
Somebody
I mean, like I said, like, when I get older, I have an ass. But if, when I get older and I got a wife, yeah, I mean, if, that's what it is. That's my girl. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
That's my wife. We going to try new things. Man. We ain't trying all new things. Don't get all gay with this shit. You know what I'm saying? But, you know. And like she said, like Promo said, when they say it's not all about sex, but at that moment, it is about sex. When we start kissing, it's about sex now.
Right.
Man. You know what I'm saying? Niggas like, damn, like, she don't even do that. Like, so we can't do that. So what we got to do now?
You got to rearrange and shit. You know what I mean?
Eat you out. And it's like, I'm not doing that either. I mean, I love to do it. Like,
yeah.
And so I'll be pissed off that I ain't getting it and I ain't doing it. So it's like, what's up with this? Right,
yeah,
what you
know
got
what
going
I mean?
On, man? Go and suck it real fast. I eat you out, fuck you, man.
And we're not saying, ladies, we're not saying you got to suck every guy off you deal with. You know what I'm saying? We're not saying that at all. But if you like this man, if you see this man long term, why not pull his pants off and do what you got to do to please your man? And you know what my aunt told me earlier, man? She was like, well, that's not going to get a man to stay. And she's correct. She can suck the soul out of this man. He'll go out and cheat. So what do you think he'll do if you won't even suck a tip or lick the tip or nothing? He's definitely going to cheat. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah. So, what if somebody just come and she just like lick the tip and just walk away?
I'll be mad as
hell. Like you said, just lick
the
tip.
Tip like that. Nah, all honestly though, man.
Your
like,
Uber outside. Man.
No,
she
walking. What you talking about? You don't get no cab for me, man. You gonna look at Tim and leave? Nah, man. Honestly though, if you're a woman and you don't do oral sex, I think it's time for you to grow up. Only because every man enjoys it. It's not one straight man on this earth that will not like that. Even gay dudes like that. They probably just like it with the same sex though. You know what I mean? Every man in here wants they shit. You know what I mean? When they D sucked off, right?
Right.
And, I'll even let a fat bitch suck me off. They can't give one the best head. You know what I mean? So
shit. Yeah,
I had a good experience from a fall girl. From a fall girl chick. But we about to go into the last track of the night. My man Chief Mello is called Big Bang Attack. You already know it's 856 Entertainment. Let's get it.
187 shit. All my niggas stay lit. Bitches like to claim every nigga is the same when really that ain't true. They can't do what I do. Got a couple loose screws and I'm snoozing off the juice. You came with a hoe, but I came here with two. Bitches like to claim every nigga is the same when really that ain't true. They can't do what I do. Got a couple loose screws and I'm snoozing off the juice. You came with a hoe, but I came here with two. I turned a nerd to a freak and I still have her geeking, tweaking, freaking off the fucking ganja. Word to my mama, Mella always been a problem. So a nigga went to drama, he get wet up like a sauna. OG status, OG gas is out my paper. If a hater wanna hit it, he gon' have to catch the vapors. Smoking with the homies, never smoking with no phonies. Niggas seen a couple tweets that acted like they know me, but every time you see me, you know it's nothing but that's easy. And I do it so easy that your lady wanna please me. Only making boss moves, high out that residue. Trying to get this money, man, you worry with the rest, dude. Best juice, seed still stainless like a cutlery. Niggas Jay Cutler with the fuckery. Luckily, 187 hours keep it live. Stay blessed, session good, weed and great vibes.
Niggas got cars, but they got no drive. Getting high to get by, cause they got no lives. Saying that's your dog, that's until he switch sides. Every nigga ain't down for the ride. Niggas got cars, but they got no drive. Getting high to get by, cause they got no lives. Saying that's your dog, that's until he switch sides. Every nigga ain't down for the ride. Bitches like to claim every nigga is the same, when really that ain't true. They can't do what I do. Got a couple loose screws and I'm snoozing off the juice. You came with a hoe, but I came here with two. Bitches like to claim every nigga is the same, when really that ain't true. They can't do what I do. Got a couple loose screws and I'm snoozing off the juice. You came with a hoe, but I came here with two.
Year to year. But nah, though, man, shout out to my man Chef Mello's called Big Bang Attack. You already know. But let's just wrap up, you know, the topic. Women, if you do not, you know what I mean, suck the day, then I think you should be single.
Hit the door.
Don't even come near my door. Mm-hmm. But nah, though, if you do not do none of that, just stay single. Because you're not going to actually find a man. You think it's hard to trust dudes nowadays. Imagine if you don't do oral. You think he's going to trust you, bitch? Do you think we really going to trust you? And the next topic that I want to get into for next week, do you think putting sperm on a woman's face disrespectful?
I don't give a fuck.
That was your wife. Do you think that's disrespectful?
Oh shit.
I don't think so. That's my girl. What? I don't, bro.
I mean, if she like it, by all means.
What if she's that nasty though? What if she was that nasty?
Then get nasty with her.
I'm yo. So you think your wife swallow? You think that's disrespectful too?
No.
Okay, then we just put
it. She put in her mouth and she swallowed it. Her motherfucker.
Exactly. So just, you know what I mean, pull out her mouth and just squirt on her face. What's wrong with that? I really don't find that disrespectful. We're going to get into it more later.
Listen, hold on. So when you butt her face, you go get the towel or you tell her to go get the towel to wipe it off?
When was the last time? Hold on. Give me 2 seconds.
Your wife. Fuck what you did last time. My wife, she wiping off her motherfucking self.
Yeah, I give her a towel, so I'm like, wipe that off. So.
I'm about to. I think you're going to say, no, but now that's disrespectful.
I give her the towel and everything, but we nasty. I'm one nasty dude. You know, I'm sure that my wife in the future is going to be nasty with me. I'm sure she wouldn't mind that. Like, if a girl squirt in your mouth, what would you do?
Nothing.
Exactly. Was she squaring your face? Or that
say yes or no. As soon as I said, say yes or no.
Alright.
Damn, I forgot the question.
Get the fuck out of here. Fuck it. Oh, man, we about to do our shout outs of the day. I swear I got no shout outs, man. I don't know what's going on. But shout out to my boy Tony Tone listening today. Thank you, bro. Shout out to Tara Clark. I'm sorry, love. Love you too. You already know. I'll probably hit your house up later, though.
Shout out
to my people, East May Rose. You already know it's 856 Entertainment. Thank everybody for tuning in today. Remember your question or nah?
Nope.
Nah.
Shout out to the whole 856, man. My game, my squad, you know, my fam, you know, Sean the building, Ziggy the building, promo on the building. I'm here, man. Shout out to Simba Lewis.
Yeah, just in case everybody wanted to know where Simba Lou was at this week, she's actually going to be on Mesco for this week and next week. So we won't be hearing from her. I'm sure she's going to call in next show, though. Also, on May 29th, we got a bomb-ass interview with our man, Dre Major.
Woo!
I keep trying to tell him, get ready for my questions, because I'm going to be asking him some shit.
Back.
So any female that's listening right now that's a fan of Dre Major, definitely got to tune in the radio show, man. You know what I mean? Because you're going to be a fan of DJ Promo next, once you hear that shit, too. Fuck you, man.
All right, I remember the question. All right, all right, is fucking a bitch on her ass gay?
No, I don't think so. What you think?
I did like 4 times. So no,
yeah,
I don't
think so.
But
already
I know it's a lot of people who
that
say
it's gay, right?
Gay.
Yeah, it's weird. We can get into all that next week, too, man. You already know it's 8-6. You know, watch out for our Facebook page, our Twitter page, Instagram page. Shout out to the All White Affair, man. You already know we out here.